In general, I'm not a fan of high-stakes testing. I think that high-stakes testing, even taken to the collegiate level, is an outgrowth of it being good business rather than sort of educational principle. I think that testing companies make a tremendous amount of money by telling you how important that test is. And while that test will have, for the college level, the test can have really positive impacts on your life, I've never felt that it particularly said a lot about my intelligence level versus anybody else's intelligence level. And so when you apply that to elementary and middle school kids in particular, you're creating an environment for them that is suboptimal. I think it's mandated on us, and it's something that we have to sort of accept. But I don't think that we need to stress MCAS as a determination of success as much as we do, other than needing to meet sort of federal and state guidelines.
So, as a parent, I still want to know what's happening at the school,
Yeah.
and right now, and I want to know if I'm buying for a house, I want to know what the schools are like, and if I have a teacher. I mean, what do you see as, if you're not a fan of tests, what do you see taking that place? There needs to be some mechanism beyond we hire the first order of the street, we're all a dyad promote who, or whoever we like. What mechanisms do you see in place to take the place of that?
I'm also a realist. I think MCAS is here to stay. I don't think that we have a way as Cambridge Public Schools to get out of taking MCAS. I think it's.
Are you familiar with the MCIEA debate?
I'm familiar with a little bit of the debate. I don't know that that's going to win or that you're going to do away with state level sanctioned testing.
So there. It is possible for schools to opt into alternative assessment systems at the state level at this stage. There were some discussions around whether Cambridge ought to opt into MCIEA instead of MCAS, whether it should implement both, or, well, a fairly broad set of discussions there.
Fairly broad. I mean, I guess my sense of it was that you were going to have a test of some sort. And because I'm a system engineer, I guess I'm more in favor of sticking with something that is currently there and doing the best that we can with it, rather than necessarily saying, hey, we're going to create an alternative test system and implement that either in parallel or in replacement of MCAS. So I think that my gut level reaction for the short term was that MCAS is here to stay and we should use it as a tool, but it shouldn't necessarily be the high stakes pawn that it is.
How would you affect that from a school council, from a school committee seat?
That MCAS is here to stay,
No,
or
the abuses of MCAS.
so I think that one of the policy derivatives that you could do is trying to. I don't think that we should tie teacher hiring and firing decisions to their MCAS results. That would be one level that school committee might have a say to. And I think that,
They're not directly tied. It is
no.
just a, when it's the only thing you can see as transparency, then it ends up, you end up with some effects there that may be undesirable.
Yes. And I think that you have to. I think you have to be cognizant of that, but I don't think that I would be in support of any policy that hard tied MCAS results to teacher performance
Of course.
or pay. I will say as an aside, as a parent, what matters to me is sort of the evaluation from that teacher that's spending the time with my student about how that my student is doing in his class. And the MCAS is a data point. It's an interesting time in our household, but it's not a hugely significant event in our household. So I think that, I want to engage with his teachers and I want to hear about how my student is doing. And that to me is much more of a reflection of how the school is doing. And I certainly concede the point. Like if you're talking about home values because people are sort of picking where they want to live, their neighborhood or their city based on their test scores. I don't know that there's much you can do about that because culturally that's just the way the space that we live in. But I think that Cambridge Public Schools is very well regarded. I think that there's we've seen nothing but constant demand to live in Cambridge. So mm-hmm. perhaps that's not the way that we should direct our energies. Like, I don't think that that's the challenge that we need to face as CPS.